It is Tuesday. We're talking about a safer. We'll try to do a decent job. With it. We're talking about a very well-known safer that is, at least for I think for many of us, one that we are familiar with. We quoted it as recently as yesterday, and will again today. And that is a safer Minchas Chinuch, an amazing, amazing maisa that we'll share about the Minchas Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch is a safer which ostensibly is written on the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is written by one of the Rishonim. He goes, Al Seder HaParshios, going through the 613 mitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch gives you many of the basic details of those mitzvos, as well as Misharshei HaMitzvah. He tells you the reason or function of that particular mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch is a Sefer which is organized and put on the Sefer HaChinuch. Although when you learn the Minchas Chinuch, it becomes pretty clear that it's not primarily a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. It's a lot of general ideas that are very, very important, which is on the Sefer HaChinuch, but also organized, associated with the Chinuch. But he shares a lot of his own ideas, speaks a lot about Shitas HaRambam, speaks a lot about other Rishonim and other kinds of sugyas. Why is the Sefer? The Sefer Minchas Chinuch is a wildly popular Sefer. It's a very standard Sefer. It happens to be so, I think, for a couple of reasons. Number one, he writes on all of the different mitzvos. And sometimes if you're going through a particular mitzvah and there's less written about that mitzvah, there's less present, it's harder to find things about whatever the mitzvah happens to be, in Yanni Karbanos, etc. So the Minchas Chinuch talks about everything. Because he talks about everything, it's a great Sefer to find material. I have a friend of mine that told me once, he was giving chaburas in a certain yeshiva, and the guy said to him, like, how do you find all these Makoros? So he said, very simple, over the Minchas Chinuch. He tells me all the main Gemaras, a lot of the basic Rishonim, he has a lot of questions. Minchas Chinuch is very helpful in that sense. He's helpful for another reason, which is he has a lot of independent questions and ideas. He has a lot of questions which he asks. Often, the Minchas Chinuch will be quoted, you know, here's the kasha of Minchas Chinuch, and someone will give their own answer. There's a lot of action that takes place based on the Minchas Chinuch. He asks a lot of questions. A lot of questions about some theoreticals. You know, what will be the din in this kind of a case? What will be the status of a woman? What will be the status of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin? What will be the status of an androgynous? He goes through a lot of different kinds of questions that may come up. We saw, as an example, even yesterday, like, what's the nature of Tashbisu? Is it more like this or is it more like that? With some nafkaminas. It's a very, very helpful sefer and a very popular one. We have on the Minchas Chinuch, there were some achronim that wrote in the Minchas Chinuch. The phrase, the word Minchas Chinuch is a kind of carbon. It's a carbon that you bring when you're a Kohen doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day that you do avodah. It's called the Minchas Chinuch as a play on the Sefer HaChinuch. There are other kinds of Sfarim that were put out on the Minchas Chinuch that keep the same sort of theme going. The Soles HaMincha, the flower of Minchas, different people who are writing names of Sfarim that go on the Minchas Chinuch. Many, many Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, many Gedolei HaAchronim spent a lot of time in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, we have Rav Shach Sa'ariz in the Minchas Chinuch. We have a Sefer of the Baba Cherebi Sa'ariz on the Minchas Chinuch. If you go through the Sfarim in the world of Brisk, where even there, they don't quote Achronim as frequently, you will often see, you'll see Minchas Chinuchs that are going to be quoted. It's quoted really across the board. What makes him unique as an Achron a little bit is that, you know, there are a lot of Achronim that write, and people don't really learn those Sfarim Keseder. They don't go through a Keseder. When something comes up, so then they'll look at it. Look into a Sugya, then they'll look at it. Minchas Chinuch is a Sefer which is so popular that many people have, there are shiurim every week on the Minchas Chinuch, people that write on the Minchas Chinuch, people that learn Minchas Chinuch Keseder. It's a great overview of a lot of very fundamental and basic ideas. Why else is the Sefer so popular? There's a very cryptic line in the Hakdama to the Minchas Chinuch. When the Minchas Chinuch writes, why am I publishing the Sefer Minchas Chinuch? So there's a little bit of he says something, he does not give you the full story, and there are different traditions as to what the story actually was. They're all a little bit wild. Story goes, Minchas Chinuch writes in his Hakdama, I had a lot of Sfarim, I believe he writes on Shas and Shulchan Aruch, and my Sfarim were stolen from me. My Kisvei Yad were stolen from me. They have not yet been returned, and therefore I'm going to publish. I was encouraged by close people to me to publish this Sefer on the Minchas Chinuch. This Sefer on the Sefer HaChinuch. He doesn't tell you why it was stolen. It sounds, if you read it closely, like one of the reasons why he wanted to publish it was he was somewhat nervous this would be stolen also. And if he published the Sefer, so at least it would be out there. it's a pretty long work. One of the reasons why sometimes it's helpful to have the newer editions is that in the original Michas Chinuch, Bar Ilan has this, when they put it on the Makorah sheet, it's a lot of Rosh Tevos, a lot of unique Rosh Tevos that sort of were made up because they wanted to get the Sefer to be more concise because it was just such a long Sefer. But what's the mice that it was stolen from him? So a couple different versions of it. One of the versions goes like this. There was a major machlokes between different groups of Hasidim. And there was a push to get the Minchas Chinuch involved in the Din Torah, in terms of paskening who was going to be right amongst those Hasidim. Apparently, whatever happened, one of the groups of Hasidim were upset with the Minchas Chinuch and thought that he paskened incorrectly or failed to paskin correctly, and therefore they went, and in different versions, they either, as he writes, they stole his kisveyad, or they burned his kisveyad. This is old school, like real milchamas kind of things there. The way the maisa goes, apparently, was, and in some of the versions of it, he was sitting shiva over his lost svarim. At which point in time, he was, I believe, a brother-in-law. Whether he was a chassid or not is an intriguing question. Certainly had some shaykhus to it. There are some maises they say over that he was not Hasidic originally. He was unable to have children, or he had children that passed away at very young ages. And his wife encouraged him to go to, I think, Rav Meir of Pramshlan, one of the great Chassidic Rebbes, to go to the Rupshitzer, to get brachas. He got a little bit more connected. But he was a brother-in-law of the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rebbe. So apparently the Sanzer Rebbe went over to the Minchas Chinuch and said to the Minchas Chinuch, he saw, he was like Etzem sitting shiva over his lost Sfarim, and said, "Do you have anything else?" And he said, apparently, in some of the versions of the story, he said, "Not really. All of my Ikar Torah was all taken or burned or stolen, whatever it was. But I have this like thing I wrote in the Sefer HaChinuch, this like side thing on the Sefer HaChinuch, like that's all that I really have." So in some versions of it, Divrei Chaim even stayed for a while and did the work of taking the Sefer and getting it ready to be published. Others, there's already more ready to go. And Divrei Chaim said, "I'll give you a bracha. That since I know you lost all your Sfarim, but the bracha is that through this Sefer will be mekubal throughout Klal Yisrael. This Sefer will be standard throughout Klal Yisrael. V'kach hava. Of all Sfarim, of Achronim, in the Hasidic world, in the Litvish world, wherever you happen to be, Minchas Chinuch is a staple in Batei Medrash. I got two copies for my bar mitzvah, but Minchas Chinuch is a staple in different Batei Medrash. There are newer editions they're putting out of it, because it becomes such a popular sefer. So this is one of the newer editions of it I have here, which is the Bishuli HaMincha. It's Minchas Chinuch, but they have on the bottom like footnotes where they summarize other achronim who speak about the Minchas Chinuch because of how popular and standard it is. It's an amazingly helpful sefer, and the Bracha Divrei Chaim certainly appears to have been mekuyam for the Minchas Chinuch. So it's great to talk about. Again, we saw Pshat and Tosfos on Daf Gimel. We'll see how he learns Tosfos in our sugya also today. But certainly a very popular and very important sefer to be aware of, the Minchas Chinuch. Great sefer to go through, looking ever to look into a sugya. And you want to find someone who talks about it and asks good questions, etc. Minchas Chinuch is a great place to go. I'll tell you where the Rambams are, where the Gemaras are. He'll tell you where to go. Interestingly enough, he does not talk about what is in many ways one of the main functions or main contributions of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is Misharshei HaMitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch did a lot of work in Tamei HaMitzvos, the reason behind mitzvos. The Minchas Chinuch does not relate to that so much. I was told many years ago, this is a cute ha'ara, I've never seen this in print, that the Minchas Chinuch, if you look at it, it's actually more Sefer on Rambam than it is a Sefer on Sefer HaChinuch. He speaks a lot about Rambam more than anything else. So I was told years ago from a guy who's now a fairly big Talmid Chacham, quoting his father, that he heard once that the Minchas Chinuch was actually originally a Sefer written on Rambam. But he realized that there were so many Sfarim written on Rambam that he was nervous, if I write another Sefer on Rambam, who's going to learn the Sefer on Rambam? So he said, "I have a good idea. I'll put all my Torah, I'll organize it on the Sefer HaChinuch." Because no one's written on the Sefer HaChinuch yet, really. There's no popular Sefer in the Sefer HaChinuch. So I'll put it on the Sefer HaChinuch, and I'll be like the guy that when people put out, so they'll be much more likely to learn and read the Sefer over anything else. And therefore, even though it's sort of like on Rambam, he like put it on that a little bit. He does have, I'm not sure it's true. It's true that it's a lot of it's on Rambam. He has in particular a couple sections that are very well known. Mitzvah Lamed Beis on the Malachas of Shabbos. When you learn Hilchos Shabbos, a lot of Minchas Chinuch gets quoted. And he goes through the Malachas. In the Mosach Shabbos, there Mitzvah Lamed Beis, it's a lengthier section. it's published sometimes even separately, the Michas Chinuch on the Mitzvah of Shabbos, going through all of the Isurei Melacha. Certainly a good day for be aware.